Welcome back on Auburn Opelika this morning. Of course, primary election coming up in Lee County, and there are a couple races in this primary that that are up for grabs, and one of those is the Lee County Commission race, District 1, on the Republican side. And a familiar name has thrown her hat into the ring for this. Longtime Auburn City Council member Sheila Ekman is running in District 1. Sheila, good morning. Glad to have you with us this morning on Auburn Opelika this morning.
Good morning, Andy, and thank you for having me.
Let's get a little about background. I think a lot of folks certainly know who you are, but there may be some folks that aren't quite as familiar with Sheila Ekman. So a little bit of your background and your time in public service, if you would, please.
All right. I'm a 35-year resident of Auburn. Will be 35 years on March the 1st. Have enjoyed every single minute of it and decided to run for council almost 10 years ago. So I'm on my third term of Auburn City Council.
Right.
Have enjoyed that immensely, too. And love trying to help people. Trying to address a problem and figure out an answer to help them. Sometimes it doesn't work that way. Sometimes you don't have the answer for them, but right. I enjoy that interaction.
Yeah. You've been, as you mentioned, you've been on the council for 10 years. What was your initial idea to get into public service and to take that step and run for the city council in Auburn?
I initially got involved, I think, because of our environmental concerns.
Okay.
And because of that, and because of the fact that city council races are nonpartisan,
right.
A lot of people that voted for me didn't know that I was Republican. Mm. And so I've had some comments recently, oh, so you switched so you can get elected. No, I've been a Republican my whole life. So I just happen to be involved in environmental issues to a degree. And I think we've made some wonderful changes in Auburn during that time, not just because of me, but Auburn has done a lot in that arena, and we're looked at as one of the cities in the state that's a leader in that area.
Right.
But kind of got involved because of environmental things. But, of course, once you get on council, it goes ever which way.
Sure. And a lot of things in the 10 years you've been on the council have changed. There's been a great deal of growth, and I know that that's a concern of responsible growth and that type of thing in the city of Auburn as well.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we grew 30% during one 10-year period, and that was phenomenal.
Yes.
And actually, that's one of my concerns with the county, because I do feel like the economy is going to come back, and when it comes back, East Central Alabama is going to boom. Just like that 10 years of 30% growth,
right.
And I worry that the county's not ready for that.
Okay. We're going to talk about that in the segments to come. All right, so you've been with the Auburn City Council of 10 years now, a decade on the council. Why the decision then to go in the next step, so to speak, and to look into county government?
I just have a concern. I see a concern, and I see an opportunity. I don't think that the county commission is ready for what is going to happen to it.
Right.
And they have made a first step in that direction. They published a Lee County master plan in September of 2010 and spent a lot of time, a lot of money on it, had a lot of citizen involvement, came up with a great document with a lot of ideas. It's really a policy plan, but like a lot of government things, it's out there, it gets published, and then it's put on a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes political will to go the next step. Somebody on the commission has to bring forth one of the aspects and say, why don't we work on this? And that hasn't happened. So I see a need in that area.
What do you see that as the next step this in this process, Sheila?
They came up with a lot of objectives. The first objective, I'll just use this as an example,
okay.
Promote land use and development coordination between the unincorporated and incorporated parts of the county. I think that's a great one, and that's what they listed as number one. There are so many areas that the cities, the incorporated towns, and the county can work together, and I think that would be a great place to start. Kind of an example of that is the bridge that was done on North Donahue, which is in my ward in the city.
Mm-hmm.
That was completed about a year ago. It was a major project, and it drove my constituents crazy,
right.
Out there in Camden Ridge.
Had a couple calls, I'm sure,
oh, yes.
About that.
I had a few calls about that, but because it took longer than we thought. But it is beautiful. That actually was a county bridge. But the county couldn't afford to do it. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of concern because of school buses going over there every day, or anybody going over there.
Right.
So we paid for half of it. So we worked together with the county on that. And I think there's numerous opportunities for interaction like that. Not saying that the county doesn't cooperate with us, but I think if you get into the looking at the big picture of what they're doing and what we're doing and how they can mesh together more easily, I think that'd be great.
All right. District 1 in the Lake County Commission takes in all of your district as far as the Auburn City Council is concerned. But just looking at this, it basically the southern boundary of it is highway. Well, let's see it. Yeah, it's Highway 14, and it goes up it goes up to the Tallapoosa and Chambers County lines. That's a big area to represent.
Big area. It's 121 square miles, actually.
Yeah.
So it is a big area, and that's been a challenge in the campaign because when I ran for city council, I got out and walked the ward. And the first two times, I went to every house.
Right.
You know, but there's no way I can do that in the county. I've been putting up a lot of signs.
Right.
And doing a lot of email.
Right. All right. Sheila Ekman is our guest. She is a Republican candidate for the County Commission District 1. We're talking more about her campaign when we come back on Auburn Opelika this morning. Stay tuned.